Stay tuned for the Nightfly. It's time to put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with the Nightfly. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We're going to celebrate Black history on this edition of the Nightfly through funk, soul, jazz, and spoken word. We're going to get started with an anthem. Brought to us by Nina Simone. The words were written by Weldon Irvine in memory of Ms. Simone's friend Lorraine Hansberry, who wrote the play A Raisin in the Sun. Here's Nina Simone, to be young, gifted, and black.
Begin to tell how young
there's a world.
the quest that's just begun.
Take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, "Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful."
We're rolling, rolling, rolling. try, you can't stop me now. Say it loud. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now. Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
The Temptations, Message from a Black Man. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., an excerpt from a speech entitled, Where Do We Go From Here?, delivered August 16, 1967. Nancy Dupree, a music teacher in Rochester, New York, along with her students, brought us What Do I Have? From an amazing album called Ghetto Reality, released in 1968, it's back out on Smithsonian Folkways. And we heard Nina Simone, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Let's not forget our theme song brought to us by Joan Armatrading, Back to the Night. Well, I'm Sanguine Fromage, bringing you funk, soul, and jazz in a Black History Month tribute. Let's hear Roberta Flack next. From Quiet Fire, it's Go Up, Moses.
Down to the Lord.
Tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. And as I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation.
Every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought. Ooh.
a name, a map, a flag I see, a certain word, democracy. What is America to me?
Kim Weston with Lift Every Voice and Sing, written by James Weldon Johnson, a Harlem Renaissance poet. The song, widely known as the Black National Anthem. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. again with another excerpt from a speech, Where Do We Go From Here?, August 16, 1967. The Nat Turner Rebellion brought us tribute to a slave. The Nat Turner Rebellion, of course, was a slave uprising that happened in Virginia in August 1831, perhaps the most famous slave rebellion. And we open that set with Roberta Flack, Go Up, Moses. Well, I'm Sanguine Fromage, host of The Nightfly. Up next, we have something very exciting, a very hard-to-find album. We'll hear from Ben Branch and the Operation Breadbasket Orchestra and Choir. Ben Branch performed benefits for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and for Operation Push. This one is a song called Hard Times.
Thank you. and no need of saying, honey, I'm not going to get in the mess. Because if you were born in America with a black face, you were born in the mess.
Ain't scared of your jail, cause I won't cry. No matter what cry, no matter what cry. I ain't scared of your jail, cause I won't cry. No matter what my freedom now. I ain't scared of penitentiary, cause I won't cry. No matter what. I ain't scared of penitentiary, cause I won't cry. No matter what my freedom now. Gonna be a registered voter, cause I won't cry. Cause I won't mind. Cause I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind. I ain't scared of your dogs, cause I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind, Peter. I ain't scared of your sticks, cause I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind. I ain't scared of your sticks, cause I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind, Peter. You can throw me in jail, but I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind. Oh, you can throw me in jail, but I won't mind, but I won't mind freedom now. I'm gonna tell my friends that I won't mind, but I won't mind. Oh, I'm gonna tell my friends that I won't mind, but I won't mind freedom now. Well, you can talk about me, but I won't mind. I don't mind dying, cause I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind. But I don't mind dying, cause I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind. I tell my friend again, I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind. I tell my friend that I won't mind. Cause I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind. Oh, I ain't scared of no jail. Cause I won't mind, the Lord I won't mind. Freedom.
Get your rights, Jack, and don't be a tall no more, no more, no more. And don't be a tom no more. Get your eyes checked. And don't be a tom no more, no more, no more, no more. Get your eyes checked. And don't be a tom no more.
Oh, Cole, don't you treat me this way. I'll take my freedom right someday.
Oh, no, you won't, cause it's understood. You're not going to come and you're just no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I have to get my ticket and go.
That's right, get your eyes checked. And don't be a tom no more, no more, no more, no more. Get your eyes checked. And don't be a tom no more.
Oh, Ross, don't treat me this way. Cause I'll get my civil rights someday.
Oh, no, you won't, cause it's understood. Your skin is black and you're just no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I have to take it to the court.
That's right, get your eyes checked. And don't be a tom no more, no more, no more, no more. Get your eyes checked. And don't be a tom no more.
What'd you say?
Take
town no more, no more, no more, no more. Take your eyes, Jack, and don't be a town no more.
Oh. Oh, look, ma'am. I come in the front door.
If you want something, I'll give it to you in a bag and let you go back where you came from. I don't know why you people want to force yourselves on people who I won't be bothered with you anyway. I wish you would leave. If you don't leave, I'm going to have to call the police. Boy, I have told you once now, I'm telling you again, you are trespassing. Would you please leave? The trouble with you nowadays is if you always want to sit up on the bus and we don't want you, do you understand?
You want my civil rights, that's all.
Yes, 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 I'm discriminating because you're black, you understand that? You're black, now go ahead.
That ain't right.
Get your rights, Jack, and don't be a tom no more, no more, no more, no more. Get your rights, Jack, and don't be a tom no more.
The Congress of Racial Equality, or CORE, Freedom Singers, Get Your Rights, Jack. We heard Want My Freedom from unidentified singers in a mass meeting and In the Mess. We also started out with Ben Branch and the Operation Breadbasket Orchestra and Choir, Hard Times, from an album called The Last Request. Ben Branch was the last person Dr. King spoke to before he was assassinated. His last request was that Ben Branch play Take My Hand, Precious Lord at the meeting he was supposed to go to that night. We'll turn now to Oscar Brown Jr., 40 Acres and a Mule, here on The Nightfly with Sanguine Fromage.
You know, I always enjoy playing Washington, D.C. It makes me feel not only among friends, but close to the seat of government. Provides me with an opportunity to deliver, for example, this open letter pressed into my hands by a man on my street. If I am not mistaken, I once read, back during that short spell I spent in school, where every slave set free was supposed to get, for slaving, 40 acres and a mule. Now, you know, telling how much work was done by my ancestors under slavery's rule, but sure as hell, the total's got to run at least 40 acres and a mule. Now, I'm not saying this to see folks sweat, because I'm not bitter, neither am I cruel. But ain't nobody paid for slavery yet about my 40 acres and my mule. We had a promise. That was taken back. And when we hollered, it was hush, be cool. Well, me, I'm being rowdy, hot, and black. I want my 40 acres and my mule. Don't tell me not to get myself upset. Don't look at me like I'm some kind of ghoul. Just answer quietly, when do I get my goddamn 40 acres and my mule? No thanks, I'll take my own self out to lunch. No thanks, I'll dig me my own swimming pool and lay and play around with my own bunch. Yeah, if I get 40 acres and a mule, cause interest's gotta go on. Just like rent. I may be crazy, but I ain't no fool. 100 years of debt at 10% per year, per 40 acres and per mule. Now add that up. Ooh-wee, look at that. No wonder y'all call great-grandma Jewel. Just pay me that and call the whole thing square. Yes, Lordy, 40 acres and a mule.
But we told them about Greenwood and how the people were willing to go down to register and face the dogs. And some people said, well, if they can do that, then we can do this. And that's the way it goes, you see, all over the South.
Ah, yes, the world, planet Earth, third from the sun of a gun. 360 degrees, and as new worlds emerge, stay alert, stay aware, watch the eagle, watch the bear. Earthquake and foundation shaking, bias breaking, new day making change. Accumulating, liberating, educating, stimulating change. Tomorrow was born yesterday. From inside the rib or the people cage, the era of our first blood stage was blotted or erased or TV screened and defaced. Remember, there's a revolution going on in the world. One blood of early morning revolved to the one idea of our tomorrow. Homeboy, hold on. Now more than ever, all the family must come together. Ideas of freedom and harmony, great civilization. Yesterday, but today will bring tomorrow. Neon, Leon, fast lane, brother, you were yesterday when dreams of karma and life still live. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be once again. Earthquaking, foundation shaking, investigating yesterday. I was wondering about our yesterdays and digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we looked things up, we wouldn't fare too well and we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I've compiled what few facts I could, I mean such as they are, to see if we could get a little bit of light. This is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa and claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody, cause hell, there wasn't nobody there. White folks brought all the civilization, wasn't none around. How could these folks be civilized when wasn't nobody writing nothing down? And to prove all their suspicions, well, didn't have to wait too long. They discovered there were whole tribes of people in plain sight with no clothes on. That's right. The women, the men, the young and the old righteous folks covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering their environment. Hell no, this just wasn't civilized. Another way they knew the folks were backwards, or at least this is how we were taught, is that unlike the civilized people of Europe, these tribal groups actually fought. And yes, there were some rather crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art. And yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there were medicines, love, and religion, intertribal communication by drum. But no paper and pencils and other utensils, and these folks never even heard of a gun. So this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land. The dark continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had a plan. They would discover all the places with promise and didn't need no leases or deeds. Then they'd appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the trickery and greed. And when the natives got restless deep in the jungle, they would call it guerrilla attack. And never described it, folks finally got wise and decided that they would fight back. Still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a bit. Places once called underdeveloped are now called mineral rich. And still, we are constantly hounded with unity just beyond reach. Egypt and Libya used to be in Africa. They've been moved to the Middle East. There are examples galore, I assure you, but if interpreting was left up to me, I would swear every time this version ain't mine. That's why it's called His Story. Earth-shaking, foundation-quaking, bias-breaking, new day-making change.
Gil Scott-Heron, bringing us Black History, The World, from Moving Target. An unknown speaker from the Civil Rights era, bringing us an excerpt of a speech titled In the Mess. And we opened up with Oscar Brown Jr., 40 Acres and a Mule. Well, I'm Sanguine Fromage, so glad you're joining me here for this Black History Month edition of The Nightfly. If you'd like to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line at nightfly.weru@gmail.com. Or you could look for our Facebook page, The Nightfly with Sanguine Fromage.